So let's continue, Be'ezus Hashem, Simon Pei Zayin. We're up to the Ramah in Sivav. Last time we saw the Mechaber, and now we'll go to the Ramah. Says the Ramah, V'cholav Zohar Loi Mikri Cholav Klal. And we had before Sivdalet Cholav Isha. Now we had Cholav in the Arsif, we had Cholav Mesa. Chol of Zohar, the Mechaber says, a Shabishal Damba Chol of Potter, Vein Leich Nachilasim Shabbos B'chol of. So it sounds like it will be a Machloikis, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambah. The Mechaber says that what? That Chol of Zohar, you don't get Malkus on it, but it doesn't sound like it's Mutter. But yet, the Rambah says, B'chol of Zohar, Mikri Chol of Klal, it's just like water. So is there any Isser with cooking water and Basar? Certainly not. So that's what it would seem like from the Rambah. So the Shach here brings from the Magen Mishnah and others that still say that Chol of Zohar still would be Asur mid Rabbanan. How does that follow with what the Ramah says? Ramah says Lo Mikri Chol of Klal, right? The Ramah says V'Chol of Zohar Lo Mikri Chol of Klal. Chol of from a male is not considered Chol of at all. V'im Nafal Asay Kederi Shabbos, and if it fell in Ainay Oyser, it wouldn't be Asur. I'm Chol of Mesa. Cholov from a dead animal, umay cholov, or what we would call some derivative of the milk, whey, oyster, amaychol, kumay cholov atzma, that would make the baser aser. Vafilu bebishul yesh esel esel lechatchila. Lechatchila, you wouldn't be able to be mevashel either. We saw before the Taz says that if it's a tzerech refuah, maybe that would be a heter. You wouldn't have the, you could avoid the maris ayin when it's tzerech refuah. So here the Shach says, the Shach Simon Sivkon Tezayin explains that there's two types of Zohars. What are they? We never know there's two types of Zohars. One is a male behema, and one is a male human. Just that we had Chol of Isha, and he explains like this, if Chol of Isha is Asur because of Maris Ayin, like the Shulchan Aruch said before, so Chol of Zohar, milk from a human being, even if he's male, in the wild case that you'd have a Zohar could give milk, that also, the Gemara speaks about a case like that. There was a fellow whose wife passed away, and because Boko made an ace, he was able to nurse his child. But in the event that some milk is oozes out of a male, that also would be an Isser Marisayin. However, Chol of Zohar of a Behemo, which the Gemara speaks about also, which Rashi says in the highly improbable case of a male animal producing some milk, that would be not Isser at all. So that's how you can reconcile what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is talking about. The Ramah, the Mechaber says, Chol of Zohar, you can be talking about a human being, and that would be in the same category as an Isha, Chol of Isha. The Ramah, who doesn't say, Yesh Eimim, and I'm arguing in it, he's talking about something else. The Chol of Zohar, meaning named the Behema, which the Gemara already excludes from this prohibition, by Mikri Chol of Klal. Okay. Fine. Let's now move on to the next din of the Ramah, and a very exciting, a very practical din that the Ramah brings here. Yesh Emrim, some say, to us alachteich ha'esh tachas kedei rishel goy, that some say there's an iser to soak the coals. In our cases, nowadays, will be, let's say, to raise the flame on a pot that a guy is cooking. Why? Because they cook in their pots sometimes milk, sometimes meat. And if someone stokes the coal underneath their pots, and as he's assisting in the cooking, or he is accelerating the cooking process, we know in Hilchos Shabbos, Mamar Levashel is considered an Isser Bishel. You hasten the cooking. Let's say you have a pot that was cooking on the fire, would have cooked in 3 hours, and now you just put a lid on top. and now it's going to cook in an hour and a half. Yechai mishum avashel, right? If you makar of the pot, you bring the pot closer to the fire. Yechai mishum avashel. So also raising the flame, and therefore would cook faster, assisting in the cooking, also would be considered bishul. So here for purposes of basar b'cholav, it also will be a problem. Because sometimes they cook basar, sometimes cholav, and mechad etachas there, but they bishul basar b'cholav. Okay, that's what the Mechaber says. Sorry, that's what the Rambam says. Yeah, that's the din of the Rambam. Very clear. You can't assist in the cooking of a guy's pot because he may have cooked basar b'cholav.
You may be cooking
basar b'cholav. What's in the pot now? Are there potatoes in the pot or is there meat in the pot?
Milk in the pot. It doesn't say anything about. Could be milk in the pot. It could be a flesh in the pot. Could have had it. Could be another. It could be a ben yomo, and he could have had meat there last night, and now he has milk in there.
And now he has milk. So you're saying he either has milk in the pot or meat in the pot,
or both.
Or both. Yeah. Or he has both in the pot. Okay. So what if he has potatoes in the pot?
Well, don't you still have the blaos of the basar and the chalav?
Ah, blius and basar b'chalav.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
That's what I know we're not talking about. That's the next one.
So let's see. In other words, we once spoke about this in Sif Aleph. We had a whole machlekes achreinim of v'yesh bishul achar bishul by basar b'chalav. And we saw that everybody agrees that if you have a piece of meat that it was previously cooked, and now you cook that with milk, even though like Indian Hilchos Shabbos, you wouldn't be chayim mishum bishul on that piece of meat because it was already cooked. You're not really accomplishing anything new. When you basar b'cholav, you certainly would be chayim mishum basar b'cholav on that piece of meat with the milk. The question is, what happens if you have a mixture of basar b'cholav already? It was already cooked up, the basar b'cholav. And now you recook that, and there's no new basar or new cholav. It's just same basar b'cholav. You recook that. Is that a problem of bishul basar b'cholav? Or that maybe everybody agrees ain't bishul acha bishul. Yeah. So let's take a look at the shach. Shach yud ches. Yesh ayrim da asal lach teichoesh. Uvamard chaysham, where the source of this halacha is, kosav, he writes, she asal avashal basar bebeis Yisrael begederish al goy. Therefore, you have to have clearly a strict policy in a Jew's house. A Jew has, let's say, a live-in maid, has a helper in the house who's non-Jewish, or has people in the house living non-Jewish. You have to make sure there's no meat being cooked over there. Why? Because Shema Yichata Yisrael. Because maybe the Jew who's certainly acquainted with this guy may want to help. He sees that it's not cooking as well, so he may want to adjust the flame, and it'll be cooking basar b'cholav. L'chein tzar l'shvachos goyos shtei kederis.
Who are we reading now?
Sorry, the Shach Yud Ches. You have to have for the non-Jewish maid servants shtei kederis. You have to have two pots, achas shel basar, achas shel cholav. In this way, like you said, Bob, they have fleishik and milchik. Right? The guy themselves have to have a fleishik pot and a milchik pot. So therefore, even if by mistake the Jew would assist in the cooking, right? The woman of the house sees that the maid is cooking her tray for stuff, and not going to be for her, but she wants to make sure that it will be cooked well for the shivcha. So she'll adjust the flame for the shivcha. That will be cooking basar b'cholav. Now they know it's a separate pot, it wouldn't be a problem. V'chein pasuk b'teres chata seif klal ayin vav. Miyu? Basar lav davka. Oh! Zog teshach, basar lav davka. It's not only if she's cooking basar in the pot right now, because hu adin shar dvarim. Even if she's cooking other things, for example, like potatoes. Why? Says the shach, the zil basar taima. Go after the reason. What's the reason we have to be concerned about stoking the coals? Because maybe the guy cooked yesterday basar and yesterday cholov, or maybe at one time basar b'cholov yesterday, and now you're recooking it. The problem of bishul basar b'cholov. clearly we see from this shach that he would hold that yesh bishul achabishul, even already cooked basa b'cholif.
But he's saying that, what are you cooking?
The guy's cooking potatoes now.
I get that. So coming out of the pot are leos of basar bakalov. That's what you're cooking. That's only saying zil basar time. I didn't see it forever. It's zil basar time.
Zil basar time. The Rambam is saying
because you don't know what's in it, and there could be basar.
Right.
Right. No. But I'm.
I mean, it's only on the chash. Right. It's only a concern.
Right, but is it usher to if the only problem ever was just the tom buster bakalov coming out of the pot into water, and you were going to stoke the coals, that would be a problem? That's cooking buster bakalov?
Okay, if you begin with, you have buster bakalov in a pot? That's Barry's case.
I have a pot that was used for buster bakalov. I have a pot that was used for buster bakalov, not a year ago, but in the day. It was used for buster. Now, to put water in it, the thing, if that's cooking
buster, that would be buster bakalov, yeah. According to the shach, that's buster bakalov.
That's what he's saying. Okay.
Yeah, right. I think we'll see. It's meduig like that, Rabbi Kivega also. That even that already has been previously cooked, still yesh bishul achabishul.
So that I agree with. I'm saying two separate things.
You want to differentiate between
cooking bleos like that is considered cooking. That's their bishul for basar b'cholov. So that was the whole point. The next halakha that's coming up with the mixing the waters together. Is that really
right? I mean,
I'm not really sure.
Seems pretty clear from the shach. That's what he's talking about.
Or could be anything zil basar time with it, because one day you're going to soak that thing and there's going to be in there an actual piece of meat or milk, and that I agree, cooking in a pot.
So I'll read
a pot of milk.
I'll read you what the Rabbi Magadim says. Yeah. You'll see what this is, what the shach means. The shach means, we'll see the Kivega says the same thing. The shach just ends off like this. The shach says again, basar lav dafke lehu adin shar dvam dezo basar taima miuaim bezel achumra baalma.
Right.
Why? If we're saying it's really basar b'cholov, why is it only a chumra ba'alma?
That's the reason I'm saying.
Okay.
What does it mean?
Miu aim is el chumra ba'alma, meaning this whole din, that be careful not to stoke the coals under the pot,
just the chumra.
It's just a chumra, right. Just a chumra. That means if you see somebody doing it, you don't have to like scream at him. Then of course the base medrash, scream at him, make sure he hears you that you can't be stoking the coals. Alright? Yeah. Why? Because it's only chumra ba'alma. And why is it only chumra ba'alma? So let's see. This is common reasons for this. Many reasons why it's only chumra ba'alma. Okay. One reason is, as we'll see, because stam kelim ain a ben yoyman. Because you could assume that this pot is not a ben yoyman. If it's not a ben yoyman, you're not cooking up any real basar b'cholov. Basar b'cholov could only be when it's blias that have tam l'shvach, not tam l'fgam. The Prima Gordon says here, for those of this Shulchan Aruch, it's right here in the left column, Sifkan Yudches, Yesh Aimrim. You don't have it by you, it's in the back by you. Ayn Shach, Ta'ain Oilam Nazarim Bezeh, Ta'ain Bezeh Lachumra Ba'alma, Ayn Crazy Placey, Uladina, Basim Acholav Yesh Bishal Achabishal. Really, there'd be a problem of Bishal Achabishal. Umikomakam Habalua Bishoycha Kedeira Mi Basim Acholav. Yachad sheyif leluchutz viyispashel lechoshu. That's only a chumra ba'alma. In other words, it comes up maybe according to the shach like this. If it's real chol being basar being cooked or real chol being cooked, then it's more than a chumra ba'alma.
Because it didn't have to be more than a chumra ba'alma at that point. It didn't have to be more chumra because you don't know what's in there. So if that's true, then it didn't. Then why don't we pass it halacha? Meaning, if that point is true that it's not a chumra ba'alma in a case of actual bus or actual chalav, then why wouldn't you have to worry about it? You don't know what's in that pot, so you have to have another reason why you're saying this.
I don't follow. Let's say I know he's cooking basar right now.
Right.
So is that chumra ba'alma not to stoke the goals?
That's
mikra.
And you don't know what's in there.
Right.
You need another reason because it could very well you could very well be dealing with that case.
Yeah. So the other reason will be because it's time kli ani ben yaman.
Right. Okay.
Right. So that'll be why it's not.
Or whatever.
Right. But it's in terms of bishul basar b'cholov. Right. Really, there's a problem bishul basar b'cholov even if it's already previously cooked basar b'cholov. However, the reason why there's only a chumra ba'alma is because since This is zezelay have a derech bishul. Not normal way of cooking is actual food. You don't have normal way of cooking. Of cooking just the bullies inside of a pot. Anything that's derech bishul would be a problem, even if it's been previously cooked.
That's not the potatoes. That's what I'm trying to get.
So the case of potatoes, the reason why you get out of it is only because it's not derech bishul. That's why it's only a chumrah.
That's what I was saying.
But it's still a problem. It's still a maisa, a concern of a basa b'chol.
If you're cooking either basa or chalav now, that together with the blios is a problem.
Is regular basa b'chol. I mean, that's real basa b'chol.
That's not chumra ba'alma.
We say even in that case it's a chumra ba'alma. And ain't oilam nazarim is apil and akiyav. Why? What's the rationale for that? So you have to come out to a different reason because it's probably not a ben yoma.
If it's not a ben yoma, then what problem
do you
have?
Right. So it may be a ben yoma, therefore don't do it, says the Ramah. But it's only a chumra ba'alma because it's probably not a ben yoma.
Whether I'm cooking potatoes or meat.
No, so if you're cooking potatoes, I have a different reason why it's only a chumra ba'alma. It's only a chumra ba'alma because it's not the way of cooking just bulius of basa b'chalav. Right, so I have two different reasons. There are other reasons why there's only chumra ba'alma, but clearly you see from the shach that yesh bishul acher bishul, even on previously cooked bas b'chalav, and really even in bliyas there will be a problem with bas b'chalav, if not for the reason of ein derech bishul. The Yad Yehuda is one of the gedolei achreinim, and he writes his commentaries on your Yerideya, and he disagrees with this. He disagrees with the Shach. He says, no, Basar is Dafka. Why? Because he holds clearly. He says, once you have Basar B'cholav that has been cooked up already, Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. If you take, let's say you have Cholav, that you cooked meat in it, and you want to take this Cholav and re-cook it again, it says, Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. It's done, it's already cooked. If you take a fresh piece of meat, even though the Cholav has been cooked, so now it's new for this chalav, new for this basar, or vice versa, it's new for the chalav. But if both the basar and the chalav had been previously cooked, as in a case of the pot, which the shach wants to suggest, ein bishul acher bishul.
Then what is it?
It's nothing. It's nothing. So the Yad Yehuda learns when the Rambam says don't stoke the coals under the pot because sometimes they cook basar, sometimes chalav. We're talking about right now is one of the two. Right now there's a piece of basar in it, or right now there's a pot of chalav here. And since they may have previously cooked basar yesterday, you're going to be cooking a basar with chalav. That's how the Yad Yehuda learns. Okay, and basically it's a machlokes again of yesh bishul acher bishul ein bishul acher bishul by bas b'chalav, even the most extreme case. Okay, good. This was all so far the easy part.
No, just bother. I understand. When it was cooked ein bishul acher bishul v'gavei bas b'chalav, and you say now it's nothing. It's still, I can't, a day later, I mean, I can't eat it, it's basar b'chalav. And you're going to say, well, so what a sense is it nothing?
And what's it not? Well, because there's three surah by basar b'chalav. Bishul, achila, and hana. I have a separate issur of bishul basar b'chalav. It's a deraisa of bishul basar b'chalav, regardless if I'm going to eat it or not.
Okay, so now I've got this pot of milk and meat that was cooked yesterday.
That was cooked yesterday, and I know this was cooked yesterday, right?
Okay.
And it's the guy's.
And it's the guy's.
And the guy wants to cook it, and the guy says, oh, could you just turn the flame on for me?
I could do that.
No, I cannot do that, says the shach. Why?
The shach says no.
The shach says, oh, the kohen Yad Yehuda, you can do it. That's right. That's right. That's it. Once it's been cooked, they're up already, because the guy cooked the bas b'chalav, there's no bishul bas b'chalav. That would not be within the realm of bas, of bishul, right?
Okay, if it's
bas tmeya. Yeah, so bas tmeya for sure wouldn't be a problem.
No problem at all.
Bas tmeya, not a problem. Bas nevela, though,
right,
we said is still a problem. Yeah. Right, so we'd assume that the guys, I mean, even McDonald's, there's not, I don't think they use horse meat.
Yes, you can't be sure.
Huh?
They make
pig meat, yeah?
Right.
Ah. Okay. So that's what the Rambam says. Okay. The kasha is like this. The kasha on the Shah on this Rama is as follows. The Rama says, you better be careful, don't stoke the coals under this pot of the guy. Why? Because he may have cooked basar yesterday and now he's cooking chalav. When I stoke the coals, what I want to do, I just want to help him.
Or heat up the house. You want to heat up. You don't want to help. What's going on? I was saying that you're it's a darvashan was coming because you want to heat up the house. This is like in a hotel, you have a gigantic oven. People putting pots on it. You are cold, or you want your pot down the lane there to get hotter. So you're stoking. So it's a darvashan was coming because you want to either make your pot hotter or you want.
Look at that. He has a whole fancy scenario.
No, but
how fancy scenario?
Right?
Really? Yeah. Now, what if you just want it that you just want to help the guy out?
You want to help the guy out, and you're planning to cook bus.
So you want?
Let's say that's not another channel of the sky. You're miscavin to cook his thing.
No. So I would argue, I would say even that case is a Dovah Shani Miskavin.
So I'm just taking the more, I think that's what they're talking about, right?
So either way, we could have a machlokes of what the case is. But the essentially the question is like this. Let's go with the case of heating up the house. The Jew wants to stoke the coals to get the house hotter. Right? So it's a problem because there may be cooking bus b'cholof. So frekter b'kiva eger. But what's the problem? It's a Dovah Shani Miskavin. It's Dovah Shani Miskavin. My kavan is to heat up the house. Right? Or I would say, my kavan is just to help him cook his meat. I have no idea that there's milk that was cooked yesterday. I'm certainly not mechavan to cook the milk. I'm just mechavan to help him cook his meat. Or in the shach's case, to cook his potatoes. I have no idea that he cooked yesterday basar b'cholov. So why isn't it a Dovah Shani Miskavin? So this is the first thing we see from Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. A famous misconception that people think that the din of Dovah Shani Miskavin, when you don't intend to do something, but it may come out that you are doing something, people think that is only pertains to Hilchos Shabbos. And that's not the case. When Reb Shimon says Dovah Shani Miskavin is mutter, that's in Kol HaTorah Kula. Mizal Finyayin Agabe Ha'ishim. There's one case. Of Shanis putting it on, warming yourself. There are cases of Dovah Shani Miskavin all over Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay? That Rav Shimon says Dovah Shani Miskavin is mutter. And Rav Yehuda stuff, Dovah Shani Miskavin is osur. Yeah? We lemaisa passing like Rav Shimon, Dovah Shani Miskavin is mutter. And the only case that we have, though many times in Shas, we say, Meidah Rav Shimon, Bepsik Reisha. Rav Shimon's Meidah, that if it's for sure going to happen, then it's going to be awesome. Now we will see there is Taka Chilt in Shabbos and other Isurim, but really it applies all over. And that's why Rabbi Kivegir asks over here, why should this be awesome? Why is the Rama saying it's awesome? Should be Dovah Shani Miskavin. So, we pass like Rav Shimon, and Dovah Shani Miskavin is mutter.
Because if there's Basar B'cholov in there, then it's a Pesach.
Is this a Pesach?
No, that's it.
No, it is a Pesach because there's a promise. That's it, right? That's you're worried about it being a Pesach, right?
Why is that a Pesach?
It's because a already in there is Basar B'cholov.
No, you don't. I thought you don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
No, that's
a good time.
Is that a kind of Pesach? Right, but the facts are.
So it's a Dovah Shani Miskavin.
Yeah, right. I hear it. Is it right?
That should be Kivegi's kasha.
Right. I said he has potatoes there.
No.
What? Even if he has meat in there, I don't know if he cooked yesterday cholov.
Then it's awesome.
Right? So I'm not intending to cook bas b'cholov, right? And even though it may happen, I'm not miskavin for it. It's mutter. What's the classic case of Dovah Shani Miskavin? On Shabbos, you're allowed to take a chair, drag her across your front yard because you want to sit somewhere else. It's too sunny in this place. You want to drag the chair somewhere else. Do you have to lift the chair up and take it across? No, you can just drag it across. You may make a charitz. You may make a hole that's will be considered like you're plowing. Why is there nothing to do? The Torah says, I'm not mechavan to do that, right? It may happen, but I'm not mechavan for it. If Dovah Shani Miskavin is mutter. Yes. So what? I may be cooking bas b'cholov. Maybe, but I'm not mechavan for it.
But in most of these cases, like that case you just described, if it's sand,
soft sand. I know I'm going to make some sort of a charutz.
No, that wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, sand's like
yeah. Oh, okay. Well, it's soft dirt.
It's soft dirt.
Enough.
Or when okay, is the Gemara's case? A heavy chair.
Right, it's very, okay, so that's yeah. Secretion.
That's psikresha, okay. Yeah.
But in our case, in those cases where it's a chicken I'm going to chop the head off, or where there's going to drag in soft dirt, there the facts are in front of you to make a judgment if it's...
Right.
It's just a total suffering. You don't have the facts. You don't know whether it was busser or called cooked the other day. That's why I don't understand how you can...
It's worse in a certain sense also because the facts are in place. Over there, it's something that could happen or couldn't happen. Here, it's already all set up that it will happen or yeah, it's already decided. So it's better in the way you're saying, that it's less to be a Shabbos, it's less miscabbing, but it's also more objectively real because it's already set up that it's going to happen. So in some ways it's better, I hear what you're saying, in some ways it's worse. I don't know.
Yeah. So let's get clear at least what Rabbi Kivegas Kash is, yeah? Everybody can see what Rabbi Kivegas Kash is. Why would the Ramah say it's us to do this, even a Chumra Balma? Why is it us to do? It's a Dovi Shane Miskavit. And we need Dovi Shane Miskavit, it's really mutter. Right? So comes Rabbi Kivegas with an interesting principle in the din of Dovi Shane Miskavit. Let's see what he says here. This is Rabbi Kivegas, those have Sivkotin and Sivkotin Yudalid. Those that don't, it's the longest Rabbi Kivegas on the page. And it starts Yesh Emrim. Yeah? Yesh Emrim the Asa Lachta Isha Esh. Right? It's gotten Yud Dalit in the Bikivagir. Koshali. Ha'ainim Echavan Levashel Raglachta Isha Esh. He doesn't have intent to cook over here, Basa Bacholov. Raglach tais beish. All he wants to do is stoke the coals to make the fire greater. Ah, you'll tell me I know that Rabbi Shimon is made of Bipsik Resha. Upsik Resha Lehave. Why? To Shemalai Bishla Nokri Bakadera Basar Vigam Cholov. I don't even know if he cooked Basar or Cholov. You tell me maybe he cooked Basar, maybe he cooked Cholov. Maybe he uses this pot only for potatoes. Right? So I don't even know that. So don't. It's not a psikoresha because not for sure. And I'm not mechavim for it. The shir should be 100% mutter. That's his kasha. And yet the Rambam says it's us. But Tzorach Leimer says Riki Veger something so fundamental. The dafke besafik de lahaba. Only a suffix of something in the future. The Shema lo yehi nasekein b'maisa shaloi. Maybe something won't happen with his maisa right now that he's doing. K'may goyrer kisei v'savsel. K'may goyrer kisei v'savsel. When you drag a chair or a bench. The have a suffix. Shema b'grei rosoi. Maybe with his dragging lo yaseguma. You won't make a ditch. Or maybe you will. So in that case, we say it's mutter. Avol besafik the avar, but something that there was only a suffik in what had happened. Kimay hacha like over here. Dim yesh bekedei rezu balua basav chalav. That if indeed it was balua basav chalav. You see from this, by the way, that he holds like the shach, not the Yad Yehuda. He says, if in this kedera is balua basar b'cholov, right? There's, you could be cooking potatoes now, the guy. But it is balua basar b'cholov, if indeed that was the fact, b'chito yzeh b'vada yizbashol. So then we for sure will automatically be cooking basar b'cholov. Ela da asafik shem ein by b'liyaz basar b'cholov. Zeh mikri psik reisha. So really what he's jumping to is saying, he asked L'charis Adav Hashenim Eskavin, and now he jumps ahead, goes to the other extreme, he says, no, this is not Adav Hashenim Eskavin, this is a psikresha. And a psikresha is also. Why is it a psikresha?
Because if he had cooked Basa V'chalav, then for sure,
The facts are in place.
Okay, you could argue that by dragging the chair, also the facts are in place, no? It depends on how heavy the chair is, you know, at what speed am I going, how soft this dirt is in my yard, and based on all those factors, you say, well, then it's going to happen. No? It's a hard chiluk to make. It is the way that when the Bir Halacha in Siman Shintes Zayin in Hilchas Shabbos, when he brings this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he says Rabbi Akiva Eiger is basically asking is that if you have something that you may be doing a malacha over here, you may be doing a malacha dairaisa, cooking basa b'cholov, making a ditch in the ground. If you have something that you may be doing a malacha dairaisa, why don't you have the principle of suffik dairaisa l'chumra? I should not be able to do it because it's a suffik dairaisa. The suffik dairaisa should prevent me from even engaging in this activity, stoking the coals or dragging the bench. And here with kiveg is machalik, it depends. It depends what it is. If the suffix is based on a previous reality, then it's going to be usher. But if it's something that's going to be in the future, it's going to be mutter. What's the difference? Segreish should be deraisa. Yeah. Even though, it's a good point, even though there would be kivegas that you want to say that since this was a segreish de loinichale, so really it will be based on the machlokes rishonim whether that's mutter or not. Yeah. But assuming that it's a deraisa, segreish, which is lichale, certainly is deraisa. So what's the difference? So it's a hard chiluk. So there's one chiluk that I saw that I think it really defines what Rabbi Kaveh here is saying. That the difference between the case of Basa B'Cholof that is based on previous reality of what happened, and if indeed the guy had cooked Basa and Cholof yesterday, then my stoking will absolutely cause Basa B'Cholof. My shame came by dragging a bench, right? In all of those cases on Shabbos, you're dragging a bench, you're pulling out a paper towel from the dispenser, right? Yeah, it may rip, it may not come out as a whole sheet, it may rip, yeah, or not, right? All those cases, right? In those cases, you have to, something new has to happen, something additional has to happen. And that's why it's different. Yeah, it's adding a little bit, another knesh to what you were saying before, based on reality, mitzvah or not. Something new has to happen.
It doesn't fit the rule of segreisha anymore. Segreisha means that you cut the head off of a chicken and it dies. Nothing new has to happen. There's no variables there. When you bring up the case of tearing the paper towel, you say it's a variable.
The variable is what? I may not, may yes, may not.
There's no longer separation.
Yeah, but we could ask by Basa B'Cholof. I'm stoking the coals. I may be cooking Basa B'Cholof. I may not be cooking Basa B'Cholof.
No, but that's your point. That's why you can pull the paper towel because it's not secretion. It's the reverse point. It's not.
No, but the head of the chicken may not come off.
No. But that Basa B'Cholof.
Well, then I wouldn't be over anything. Yeah.
That Basa B'Cholof is only based on the facts that you don't know.
Right.
It's not based on your action. It's based on facts you don't know.
Right.
In one case, it would be 100% mutter.
That's right.
It would be 100% azar.
So that's why I bring
suffik in facts.
Right.
Not in the
absolutely.
Not in the
zeus. So that's why I say, but I bring the halacha suffik deraisa. That's why. Meaning, in this case, it's either 100% mutter or 100% azar, and that's why suffik deraisa would say I can't do it. In other words, if the facts on the ground is that he did cook Basa B'Cholof, then it's 100% usher. But if the fact that he didn't, then it should be 100% mutter. Now, saying in the case of dragging the bench, or pulling out the paper towel, or a dozen other cases, those, it's not 100%. It is only a chance that I may do something, I may pull it heavy enough, the ground may be soft enough, that now something may come out from that. And then we say, well, if you're not mechaver, davar shenei miskaven, indeed is mutter. Since it's not 100% going to happen, meaning the psik ratio that we usually have on Shabbos is when I open the refrigerator and I know the light will for sure go on, right? That's not like the case of Basa B'Cholof, because Basa B'Cholof is on previous reality, and this is on what's going to happen. Right? But since I for sure will make it happen, that's usher. But when it's not for sure I will make something happen, and what I have to do is that maybe my action will add something new that will happen, like will now make a charitz, make a dish, then it's going to be mutter, but not mechaber.
That's why Rav Yossi says that the beis hanochi is a pesach. Something new is happening. In the Rav Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
The Habas Haner.
Oh, well, over there, when you're making the charcoal.
In the last case,
right.
That's the reason.
Uh-huh.
Because it's making
right.
Ashes.
Yeah, so that makes the malacha shesicha legufa. Yeah, that makes the malacha shesicha legufa.
Does piss should go by 100%? I have to know if I do it, what the outcome is, or chances are it's not going to happen. Probability, it's like 100%.
Basically, it's 100%, right? We have a case. There is a case in the end of Simin Shin Chav, where it's called the Kur of the Psikratia. But basically, it's 100%. But again, but those Psikratia is only 100% in what I'm going to do, right? And here we're saying that even though this is not 100%,
all you really did with the finish, which is great, is you're just undermining the point. You tried to make more struggling than Hashem knows, if you like, that a physicist could tell you whether there's going to be a or not. Now he's saying even a physicist couldn't. And I agree.
Right. But even so, we're saying that I have to do something additional.
Yes.
Something additional has to happen for my action. On that, the Reb Shimon says, if you're not mechan for this additional thing and it may for sure not happen, that's not going to be us. Okay. So this is Rabbi Kivega's Shita. Okay. Now we have to see who argues in Rabbi Kivega. Says Rabbi Kivega. Oh, it's late. Let's go. So Rabbi Kivega says, Avo Basavik to Ovar is considered a psik ratio. Okay? V'yesh la'ayin, he says, maybe we could think about this. The Tayyib ha'machlokes ha'orach u'balei tosis in Shabbos daf kuf gimel de'rimasa de'kovid ba'ar de'chavrei, that he's watering in his friend's field. Ayin shom, the das ha'orach the dover she'enim is kavin. The psik ratio, when I'm watering a field, let's say I want to wash Natil's Yudayim. I want to eat the Shalosh Shudas out in the field.
Huh? I don't know if it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm just giving an example. Yeah, yeah. It could be he has to relieve himself, so he's there. So do it in the Ari the Chavre. So as he wants to wash Tils Yadayim, yeah, which is just interesting. The Ramah says, by the way, in Hilchas Shabbos, it's I think Shin Lamed Vav, that a person really should not eat outside in a backyard. Yeah, Shemayim should not do such a thing. Why? Because very easily that you're going to spill, and then it comes out that you're spilling on the ground, and it's watering the ground. Okay, now it could be nowadays, with the amount of rain we've been having over the last few weeks, any extra water really won't do anything. It's just, you know, so then it wouldn't be a problem. But normally it would be a problem of spilling things over when you're eating. So he says, right. On grass.
I put a mat that absorbs it, and if any gets through, it's only, you know, it's like putting it on the.
Absorbs the water.
Yes.
Ah.
It's like
okay.
It on the side.
That's understandable. I thought we said animal makav.
Only if it's grass. Yeah.
A patty on the back. No.
Yeah. Not a problem.
That was an animal makav. Then, but Shimon is. Wait, animal makav is. It's mutter. We say.
Dov Shem is Kavin.
Yeah,
it's true, but here you're in a case where your things do automatically spill, and you're going to be coming out that you're watering it.
Something's going to spill.
So if you're by your neighbor, so it's not a problem. You go to your neighbor's yard. So that's the machlokes over here. By Dov, the Divrei, that's our the Dov Shem is Kavin Sigresha. Heicha she'enoi nehene, when you're not benefiting from it, it's mutter. Afilu midrabbanan, there's no issur at all. U'mash misham afilu b'shari surim, not only in Hilchas Shabbos, but even on other Isurim Kain, he brings the raya for when you sprinkle wine slowly on top of a fire, let's say in the Beis Hamikdash, even though there's an Isur, you're not allowed to have a fire go out, and you're not allowed to extinguish a fire in the Beis Hamikdash, but if you do it slowly, and even though it for sure happened, the Aruch says it's mutter. Why? Because it's not beneficial to you. If it's not beneficial, even a psik resha is going to be mutter. There's no issur at all. Then kein hacha mutter here, according to the aruch, it should be mutter. Why? Because I benefit nothing if the basa b'chol is being cooked. Right? Whatever's been absorbed into this pot, it doesn't make a difference to me. But I have to have a psik resha. I'm not benefiting. According to the aruch, will be 100% mutter. Ulam ladas tois. The Asim and Rabbanon, that it is Asr on Shabbos, of Shari Surm also near that Tayyid Asr, Dvar Torah, there will be Asim even Dairaisa. The Shabbos is different because of Melechus Machshavos. I am the Rehim and Yuma Daf Lamadala, the long Tesis over there. Im Kain Hacha, it should be Usr. And Vayim Ba Rosh, not only that, according to the Rosh in Perig Yuzayin, the Shabbos, the Gamla Ha'oruch Bishari Surim Usr. He, the Rosh, learned the Oruch was only being matted by Hilchus Shabbos, but by Hilchus Basim Bechol of Shari Surim, it would be Usr even according to him. Vayim Ba Mogen Avram. Fine. So the Kiveg is saying that he knows people do this, right? Like the Shach says, Ein Olam Nizar Mizeh. So he's trying to try and bring some reasoning why I don't think this guy is Mamish being Mechal Shabbos. He's being Oyvan Bishop Basa Becholov because Lamais, according to the Aruch, it would be Mutter. And maybe according to Taisis, only Asmin Rabbonim. So that's what he says.
Maybe you already have Mechal Shabbos, only with Shabbos.
True. True, if you go and relax, Machshavis would only be Vashabis.
He can't be older.
Rabbi Kiveg is asking on the Rambam from here, right? This is not Buzz, right? So he obviously he holds. Yeah. Okay, now comes Rabbi Kiveg like this. Okay, Ladas Hataz and Erechayim, Simin Shinta Zayn, Sivkotin Gimel. Shekos Avsham Ladas Hatur, the Tor writes, Benoy Lateva, if you close a box. You see some flies that are flying around your box that has some cakes or bread inside. Yeah? So the Torah says you shoo away the flies and then you want to quickly close the box. Now you're not sure if there's still some flies left in the box, right? But if you try to determine if every last one is out, you'll be there a whole day. Yeah? So you shoo away as many as you can and then you close the box. But you have... There's a possibility. If there are flies inside, the mutter l'noyla, you're allowed to close it. Dav adovish einim iskaven, says the Taz, the Pshat and the Torah, because adovish einim iskaven. Why is it standard of iskaven? Because I'm not mechaven to trap the flies. I want to just close my box to keep the flies out. There may be some flies over here. Dovish einim iskaven, because I don't know about it. But I have to have a psikresha. Huh?
I don't intend.
I don't intend. Dovish Shinim is Kavin. I'm intending.
The Svi in the house and you close the door, that's a different story because maybe it's not because maybe you just want to close the door. So, but that's Tzida.
That's Tzida, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because you know there's a deer there.
That's right.
Right. But here, since I don't know there's flies over here, we say it's a Dovish Shinim is Kavin. But I have to have a psikresha. Why is a psikresha? Meaning, if there are flies over there, then it's a psik ratio.
It's just like the case of...
Abasa Makala, very good. Mikol Makom, Dilma Ein Sham Zvuvim. But says the Taz, maybe there are no flies. Will I have a psik ratio? Im Kein L'Cheir B'Nidan Didan. In our case, Heter Gomur... In our case, it should be 100% mutter to stoke the coals. No, ainim is kavel levashu kli shol nachri. I'm not mechavin to cook up the kli. That's a riot to you, David. I'm not mechavin to cook up the kli. I'm mechavin to warm the house. Ve'ev shedem b'teichei klal b'lo abas b'cholav. And maybe there are no blias abas b'cholav. And if I have a psikresha. So he says, Kosafti Zeh, I wrote this taz, I brought this taz here, Shalai Liya Seisr Chomer, that it shouldn't be as strict as we thought it was. Ki Kamadi Efshali Zara Oivrei Drachim, people who are traveling and they share a hotel or share kitchen facilities with Goyim. And it's almost impossibly careful not to stoke the coals. Let's say you have to stoke the coals for your own pot, for heating purposes, and you can end up being cooking Bas Makalov.
Yeah, they have multiple pots on the same stove, right?
Right, right. So therefore, he says, "I'm giving you this taz." But essentially, really, what the Bikiveg is asking is that the taz is mufrak from this Ramah, because according to the taz, this case should be mutter, and yet the Ramah says it's aser.
Unless you separate shabbos, both are rukula.
Oh, okay, very good, very good. Let's just read. What you understand Bikiveg is kasha, really? The taz says you're allowed to close the box on the flies. Why? Because the Dovah Shenim is Kavan, I'm not Mechavan. I isn't it based on past reality, on the past Metzias that here? Right? So according to the Taz, why is this case about B'chol of Asr? It's a Kasha from the Ramah on the Taz. Right? So one Teretz is that some Achrenim give the Malamed Lahayil and Reb David Weiss and others yeah, is that the Taz was only saying this on Hilchus Shabbos. Because by Hilchus Shabbos, we have a klal meleches machsheves asra teira. It has to be that you have intent, or at least you have knowledge of what you're doing. So therefore, I'm on Shabbos, since I have no idea there are flies, that case is mutter. Masheyin basa b'cholov, there's no meleches machsheves by basa b'cholov, it's just asra to cook. So over there, maybe the Taz would agree with the Rabbah's premise that you're not allowed to do it, even though it's only based on something in the past.
We needed the objective facts all lined up. You have that,
and therefore the Taz would agree. Yeah.
I mean, the easier thing is just say that the Taz agrees with the Vaskana of the Ramah, that this is a Chumra Ba'alma.
Or you could say it's a Chumra Ba'alma, and La'alocha, even the Ramah's masked. Yeah. But certainly the way Rabbi Kiva Eger is learning, Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, in every case, Shabbos and Bas B'cholov, it will both be a problem if it's based on previous, which means, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the case of closing the box on the flies would not be mutter if there's a possibility there are flies there. It's a Davish Enim Iskavin. The Teretz is, like we said before, that case, I don't have to do anything new. It's only on based on whatever happened previously, what the facts on the ground are, therefore it will be like a Suffolk Dairaiser and have to be Machmer.
No, but this is far reaching. For somebody who passes, now this is something to worry about. Without Rabbi Kiva Eger saying all these questions on Shabbos with collective plans and all kinds of business.
Anytime it's a sub-obsecration.
Right, we would follow the times and the vision, but now you have to worry about it.
Now we have Rabbi Kiva Eger. Especially what happens if you descend from Rabbi Kiva Eger, then what are we going to do? Okay.
You can argue the case isn't exactly like the bus of a fellow.
Why?
Because I'm closing the box. I know when I close the box that there could or could not be. I know the nature of flies flying around. I may come to be. So it's a future. I mean, I know what I'm doing at the time of closing. By the bus of a challah, it's completely. That in and is facts that occurred yesterday, and I don't know. I can't say after I've closed the box, I want to say, well, it's like bus of a challah. I don't know if there's a fly in there or not.
But the fact is, if there's a fly in there, it's in the past. It's already sitting there.
Yeah, but it's
but I'm not saying,
should I close this box? I'm going to now close the box.
So
it's something I'm doing.
But where's the suffix? Is the suffix in the future? Or is the suffix
create the suffix in the future?
No.
For example, you want to walk. Let's go practical case. You want to walk down a certain street. Yeah, it's a very dark street. It's Friday night. Right? Usually don't walk down the street, but now you want to walk down a very dark street. And you're concerned that maybe when you pass by one or two of the houses, you're going to cause the sensor to trip and the light's going to go on. And it's a psigration denichale, because now you can see better. Right? Are you allowed to walk down that street or not? So is that a suffik lahaba, what are you going to do, or suffik lishavar? If indeed the person has his sensor on, he has his light on, then I'm for sure going to be causing it to go on. That's like the bus of a color case. Right, so this will be a machloek between the Taz and the Rabbi Kiva Eger.
It's a double suffix. First of all, you have to, the suffix is, does anybody have a sensor?
Yeah.
And the second suffix is, does he have the sensor activated?
I think chad oin shame oin is chadu. It's one suffix, right?
And then just make the case so far. So you know if there's a sensor, you don't know if it's on or off.
You know the sensor, you know it's on or off, right?
That promised that promise. You don't know if it's on or off. That's common.
You want to open your refrigerator, and you're not sure. Did the person unscrew the bulb or not? In the olden days, they made refrigerators before Shabbos mode refrigerators. There was just a bulb. And then.
No, but in all kinds of bulb, they say that.
But he doesn't use a fridge.
You open your refrigerator, they're always saying, your light went out, right?
See, he fixes it, right? Yeah, Givaldi. Yeah. So this is based all on this Machlokes. Yeah? It's based on this Machlokes. Yeah, so I don't know if you remember when we learned Hilchus Tzedah, we wanted to explain the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Taz, at least in their understanding of how psikresha works. And that's why there will be a basis of their machlokes, or why they're seeing this so totally differently. And as why is Rabbi Kiva Eger saying, anything that happened in the past, that's a psikresha, and therefore it's going to be usher. Meaning, even though it's a suffix of what happened in the past, we call a suffix psik reisha, it's still going to be usher. And the Taz says 100% mutter, right? So what's the pshat? So we want to explain like this, that Reb Shimon Shkup in his Kedushin Teksubis explains that there's two ways that you can view a psik reisha, any psik reisha. Right? Well, it's a classic case of psik reisha. You want to open your refrigerator, but you know the light will go on. So my maisa is, we'll call it maisa A. What's maisa A? Maisa A is opening the refrigerator. That's mutter. The opening the refrigerator on Shabbos is mutter. Yeah? But now, it may cause, or in this case we know for sure it will cause the light to go on, right? Which will be maisa B. Right? So since it maisa B will also happen, we say that's a psik reisha. So why is that usher? One way of saying why it's usher is because when I'm a chavin for maisa A, but I know maisa B will happen, it's, we say automatically you're machavin also for maisa B. You say, no, I'm only opening the refrigerator. No, you know the light's going to go on, right? And now you can see better in the fridge. So you're also being mechaven for maisa B. So we say your maisa is maisa A and a maisa B, and you're mechaven for both. The other way of learning is that, no, you're absolutely only mechaven for maisa A to open the refrigerator. But since, you have to say this in Yiddish, licked in maisa A, means included in maisa A is also maisa B, because when you do A, you open the fridge, maisa B will for sure happen. So since included in maisa A is maisa B, you're mechaven for A, and but maisa A is maisa A B.
Yeah, but you don't know about maisa B.
When I knew about it, when I do know about it. When I do know about it. So when I do know about it, is it considered I'm doing Maisa A and Mechavim for Maisa B? Or is I'm Mechavim for Maisa A, but Maisa A is Maisa A B? If we understand these two studs, then we can send Mamish this Machlegs, Rikivagir, and the Taz. Very simple.
Will the Nichalei or not the Nichalei?
Yeah. What's the Pshat? Let's just...
No, that's part of the Machlok.
What's the Pshat?
Nichalei revolves around this.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's like Nichalei, you can say that's right. You can say that Gufa is the reason. Let's see. So Kivayga learns, the Pshat is like the second way. That when you Psik Reish, the reason why it's also, when you're Machavim for Maisa A, it's considered automatically Maisa A B. Right? Therefore, if this is a suffix in the past, right, it could be that they cooked basar and chalav. So you say, I'm only mechaven to stoke the coals to heat the house. It's true, but stoking the coals to heat the house is included also a second maisa B of cooking basar and chalav.
Yeah, but the case of maisa B, I suppose it's you don't know what's going to happen. Suppose the bowl burned out of it. It's possible you can get Maisa A without Maisa B.
Here also you can get Maisa A without Maisa B. But in the event that Maisa B will be there, so in terms of Kavana, I'm Mecham for A, but Rikivega, well, Maisa A means Maisa A B. So there, that since they are Mecham for Maisa A, which is Maisa A B, you have a Suffolk Dairaisa on your hand, and therefore you can't do it. In the event that there are flies in this box, and you're Mecham to close the box, you're Mecham to close the box with the flies. Over the Basar B'Chalav case, and therefore it's also. However, the Taz must have learned like the first way. I'm Mechavim for Maisa A. But when I know something's going to happen, I say I'm Mechavim for Maisa A and Maisa B. Right? But that's only if I know Maisa B is for sure going to happen. If I know the light in the refrigerator is going to go on, then I'm Mechavim for Maisa B. Then I'm doing that. But if I have no idea whether this Maisa is going to take place or not, how could you tell me I'm Mechavim for Maisa B? I'm mechavim for maisa A to close the box. So you tell me I'm also mechavim to trap flies. I have no idea that there's flies in the box. So the Taz will learn that's not considered a psik reisha. That's not a psik reisha, and therefore it's mutter. So that'll be the machlokes. Halacha lemaisa, the Bialach and Shinta Zion brings Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ran, from a Gemara and Shabbos by the Mecham. And you're pouring cold water into a mecham, and there's a shaila, maybe you're going to be causing a tikkun kli over there. You take a hot water pot, but it's, let's say you empty out the contents of the water, and now you want to quickly pour a cold water into it. Right? So it could be, if it's at a certain softness, it could be that you're being masak in the kli now. and the Ramban and the Iran both speak out over there, it's mutter. Why? Because you don't know about it. You don't know what stage it's up to, right? So that's a Ramish, a classic case of a suffix l'shavar. There's something that happened in the past. Now for Riki Vegi, it's maybe he'll say they're only talking about Nihil Kishabis, and he'll say it's only this is by Bas Bukhalov. But as far as the halacha of on Shabbos of Sigresha, certainly the Bir halacha comes out that there are Rishayim that say like that Taz, that will be mutter, and that's what comes out from this machlokes. I just want to shtel soon. We'll finish with this. That there's an interesting case. We never saw this when we did Simon Sadi Beis. We started with the Dinim Chanan, and there's a famous Rambam in Sif Beis. The end of Siv Beis and Simen Sadi Beis, we have a drop of cholov that falls onto a pot, and it hits one of the pieces, and you're not sure which piece it hit. So the Rambam says, quickly stir the pot. Why? Stir the pot, and then the cholov will be dispersed throughout. It means I know cholov fell into the pot. I'm not sure which piece. Stir the pot around. Noyer sekedera. Mamish at the end of the mechab and siv beis tzadi beis beis. Stir the pot, and therefore will be dispersed. Now, how do I know? Maybe the cholov gave tam. So the mechab also you can give it to a guy. Let a guy taste. If the guy says no tam cholov, you could eat your pot. You just saved your whole pot. The Torah is chaylok on this Rambam, and all the achrenim are bothered with what happened to Eimav. Why is that not a problem? Rabbi Kiva Eger has a different problem. Rabbi Kiva Eger over there, it's a kon zayin in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Noir esekedera yesh laayin. Amay shari lasa is wise and mutter to go stir the pot to get the drop of milk dispersed throughout the whole pot. Ha'im lo yinayir, if you don't stir the pot, yishar atib b'bay sechaticha. That drop of chalav will remain in that piece that it fell onto. Va'ayidei niyur, but through stirring the pot, ma'ayil atib b'chaticha sacheres. You're going to be moving the drop of milk throughout the entire pot, getting milk into the other pieces of meat. We call that bishar basa b'chalav. Va'amavashar basa b'chalav. Right, va'al kapanim b'leka shishim eladiyatim kafela dilma b'amaziyatam b'kula v'avra bishul basa b'cholov v'tzarachin. In other words, if when you stir the pot around, you say, oh, there was shishim in it. Good, so it wasn't really a basher basher b'cholov, because no tam cholov going to the basher. But if in fact it was less than shishim, and the only het you can have is you can give it to a guy to taste. Right? That means, really, you did cook basa b'cholov, thus there's no time in the end of the day, so it's mutter. But l'mais, you just cooked basa b'cholov. So says Rabbi Vega, how could the Rambam tell me? Forget about aim of adlan esachtchila. That's a didr abonin. But bishul basa b'cholov is a deraisa. How could you tell me you're allowed to moving around and get that drop of milk dispersed throughout the whole thing? It's bishul basa b'cholov. Right? Because it could be there's no shishim. Yeah? So there's a tshuva in Igris Moshe that Ramosha Feinstein's brother wrote to him, and he says, I have a Pashta Teres Rabbi Vegas Kasha. What? He's this is only a Suffolk Psikresha. Because it could be there was more than Shishim in the pot. Could be there's less, could be there's more. But I don't know, so it's a Davishenim Miskavin. So Davishenim Miskavin, therefore it should be Mutter. Yeah? So Ramosha wrote to him, that's a great Teres according to the Taz. That holds, if you don't know, but the suffix l'shaver is not a problem, it's davishen miskaven. But Rabbi Kiva Eger himself disagrees with the Taz. So this is the same Rabbi Kiva Eger, right? So you can't answer that for Rabbi Kiva Eger, right? So that's not a good teretz for Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Moshe has his own teretz. Rabbi Moshe has an interesting teretz based on the Rashi and Shabbos, Tavayin Hei, that the idea of Bishul has to be that you want to impart taste with this cooking into the other things in the pot. Here you don't want it. Here you want the opposite. You wanted to make the tipas cholov dispersed throughout the pot, that you should take away the tam. He says if it's the opposite kavana of bishul, he says that wouldn't be bishul. Even he's only bilka Shabbos, he brings it, but he says who didn't work for bas b'cholov. But again, this Rabbi Kivegel Shitasai that understands that a suffix in the past won't help you at all, and therefore you need he has this kasha on the Rambam. Okay. I'll hold it here.
Can I ask the question on the flies?